have to, you know, sit down with your family, with your business partners, and you have to write out kind of what your goals are, right? What are the core values of your life? What are the goals of your life? What's the purpose behind why you're doing what you're doing? And be relentless about making sure that that's the thing you're focused on, right? There's 1,000 distractions. Even in the very small sector of real estate, there's 1,000 distractions. I could do turnkey rentals. I can do the Burr effect. I can flip. I can wholesale, right? There's just all these little shiny objects all over the place. But some of them will help you accomplish your goals much faster, and some of them will take a longer time to help you accomplish those goals. So be relentless about how to get to the goal, and then make sure that the goal is defined so that you can get there. I was showing a house this morning. We're still wholesaling a deal a week or so just to keep the lights on right now. And I was just showing a house because we let go of the entire team. And guy said to me, he's like, "Well, why don't you flip this house? Like, why would you wholesale it to me? It's a great deal. Why wouldn't you flip it?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "Because honestly, it's a distraction from my goal. This doesn't help me." He's like, "Well, you'd make $75,000 on this flip." And I said, "Nonetheless, it will steal millions of dollars from me." And that's the reality of it. It will split my focus. It will make me straddle two boats. And if I didn't have that goal written down and everybody in agreement with me that's going on that journey with me, then it would be easy to get distracted, right? $75,000 flip. Most people don't make that in a year. They'd say, "Absolutely, go flip that house." And we have to have the strength of mind to say, "No, that's not what I want to do. It doesn't help me accomplish my goal."